Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining. Please make use of this time and ask all the questions you need.
Great. With that, our topic for today is growing your business of Office 365. So we have a really exciting day planned ahead for you. But before we go into detail, I want to talk to you about the Microsoft Virtual Academy. So the Virtual Academy is a worldwide free learning resource for which you can register. And you'll see the URL up on the screen there. So make sure you go in there, get registered. We're actually giving some special MVA points for attendees today. And there's a great resources around IT pro, developers, and student training with almost 2 million subscribers today. And we're also recording the sessions live, so you guys can take a look at that afterwards. So a quick introduction to each of us. You can see my Twitter handle up there, @JoeConnis. Feel free to interact with us on Twitter. I'm currently the Partner Business and Development Lead for Microsoft South Africa. So my day-to-day mission in life is to get our partners ready for the cloud and, you know, being successful in cloud, focusing on strategy, incentives, marketing, etc. I have extensive background in Microsoft, Microsoft services, etc., and also spent some time in the BG world. And as you can see from my photo, I'm quite a keen mountain biker when I have some free time. So Omar, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Omar Sharif. I'm the product marketing manager for Middle East and Africa. I look after the productivity business, which is basically Office 365, Exchange, SharePoint, Link, and Yammer. Bit of my background, I started in the early days in a Microsoft partner, and then I joined Microsoft as a TSP, moved into a solution specialist role, and now into the BG role covering Middle East and Africa.
Great, thanks Omar. So as you can see from the agenda, we have a jam-packed day for you. And it's all around, you know, meeting the new office. So we have some really cool demos for you. We're going to deep dive on each of the relevant topics. We have some guest speakers from our partner community. So stay tuned for the whole day and make sure that you stick with us throughout. And at the end, we're also going to talk to partners about, you know, what kind of resources we have available for our partner community to make you successful in cloud. So with that, Omar, tell us a little bit about, you know, all the excitement around Office 365 and Office productivity.
So, you know, the world is changing, and definitely there is a lot of mobile devices out there. And with that, we need a lot of platforms on technologies that to consume information and to be more productive in day to day. So basically what we have done as in Microsoft is that we've taken our enterprise-grade solutions such as Exchange, Link, and SharePoint, and we have put that into the cloud. This actually helps you as consumers and as end users in the enterprise into your day-to-day productivity to do your work in a more effective and efficient way.
Yeah, and I think what, you know, sorry to interrupt you, but I think what we also want to just emphasize to everyone attending is that Microsoft has a rich history in terms of cloud computing. You know, it starts all the way back with Hotmail, Xbox Live, some of our consumer cloud. So it's not just about the enterprise, but we've built a lot of maturity and capability, you know, from our background in consumer services, right?
Sure. So as you can see, today we're here to present to you the new office. And what we call the new office is like a cloud on your terms. And what we mean by that is that you can customize and select which platforms that you want to use for your cloud solution. So if you want to use email, you want to use instant messaging, conferencing, collaboration, all of this is available. And we're going to go into deep dives later on throughout the day.
All right, great. So talk to us a little about, you know, you mentioned Office 365 as a public cloud service. Talk to us about, you know, how that works for the continent of Africa, you know, in terms of data center structure, network latency, you know, give us some insight into that.
Yeah, sure. So basically what we have done as Microsoft, we have invested billions of dollars and we've built those data centers across the geo. And we've made those data centers also highly available and geographically redundant. So we've taken those platforms and we hosted in our Microsoft data center and we provide it to you as a subscription service. So to you as a customer or a partner, you subscribe to our services, you pay on monthly or yearly basis based on your recommended plan, and you get our service out of our data center. So that means you don't need to handle any hardware, software challenges in terms of operation, maintenance, and so forth.
And so, Omar, as a potential customer, you know, are there some service levels that are attached to this, you know, if I subscribe to a cloud service?
Yes, of course. So it's a financially backed up SLA. So in case of any downtime, we kind of compensate for that to you as a customer, and we guarantee the availability of the service.
Okay, great. And then, you know, in terms of, you know, compliance and security and data sovereignty, et cetera, obviously, you know, in the continent of Africa, you know, I see in South Africa customers today, you know, have a lot of questions around that. Can you elaborate on some of the things we're driving around compliance and security that customers will feel good about?
Yeah, sure. So basically what we've done is that we've made sure that our data centers are up to date in terms of latest certifications. So we have the ISO certifications, we have the FISMA certifications, and we're going to get deeper into those at the last module. So please stay tuned for this one as well. And all of this is also mentioned in the agreement that you sign with us during the enrollment for cloud solutions.
All right. And then perhaps the last point to touch on, you know, if we look at, you know, energy saving, I mean, we live in a world where, you know, we need to be green, be energy responsible, etc. What are some of the things that we're driving, and, you know, how can customers and partners think about that?
So basically, one of the things is you can say when you're moving your data to the cloud, there is a lot of cost savings and energy savings, because the number of data centers that you today that's available for every enterprise to manage and maintain and operate is quite expensive. So basically, the cloud is a solution to that, in that it helps you as customers and partners decrease the cost and do things more economically and more efficiently.
Excellent. Thanks, man. So, you know, we've heard a lot about Office 365, you know, talk to us a little about what's exciting. You know, you spoke about devices, you know, give us some background on some of the exciting features and functionality.
Okay, so in terms of devices, we give you the capability to connect from any device, and what we mean by any device, it's not only Windows-based device. You can also have an iOS-based device or an Android-based device, and you can start consuming your cloud services there, so you can access your email, your OneDrive, which contains all the your documents. You can access Yammer, which is the social enterprise solution. So all of this accessible across devices and also mobile devices. So whether it's a PC, a phone, or a browser, they are all accessible across different platforms.
That's really exciting. And I saw last week we made the announcement, Sachin Nadella, our CEO, made the announcement around Office 365 for iOS.
Yes.
And I have several friends that are very excited about that. So what's interesting about the Microsoft strategy is we're really looking at multi-platform. You know, we're looking at, you know, whether you're on Android, Windows, iOS, you know, to offer you that cloud service and give you a great experience, right?
Yes, that's confirmed.
Super. So talk to us a little bit about some of the, actually, you know what? Why don't we just do a cool demo? We've been talking a lot. I'll tell you what. Show us a really cool demo to get the folks excited about what we got today.
Sure. So one of the things I have on my screen now is what we call like the OneDrive on the web. So the OneDrive on the web gives you the capability to store all your documents on the cloud. As you can see here, you have like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and some folders that include data as well. So one of the things that I can do here is like if I wanna access any of those files, I can simply click on it, and it's going to open that file in a web interface, so without any software being used from the machine itself. You can see here, like this is the full Excel report that shows all the data, including graphs and everything. So the message here is like this is full Excel functionality on the web. Going back to the document library is that, let's say I'm on the road and I want to change something on the web, so I can basically just click on the document and edit it on the web. So I'm going to do that right now. So edit in Word Online. And once I'm done with the editing and I save it and I go back to my PC or I go to my mobile device, I'll find the data automatically synchronized. So the data or the files follow me wherever I go.
Wow, so that sounds really cool. So let me just clarify that. So if I'm editing a file on my mobile phone and I log on to my Surface or my PC, if I open that file, it's going to be updated, right?
Correct, and that also applies for iOS and Android.
Man, sign me up for Office 365.
So here is an example. So like recommended budget increase, let's say, by 20%. I'm going to type that and then click File. Save.
So you got a nice budget increase for next year, right?
Yes.
All right. Can I help you spend some of that money?
Exactly. So I'm done editing here. So once I'm done editing, I'm just going to open the file on my PC. So if I go here into the Windows Explorer, where I find OneDrive at Contoso, so this is the file, and this is the draft that I was editing, okay?
So you've edited on the web, and now you're going to the local drive.
Exactly, and now I can see that the recommended budget increase has been set by 20% on the local machine as well.
Oh, that's great. All right, cool. So as you can see, there's some really nice features, and throughout the day, we're going to go deeper and deeper into each one of the specific areas of Office 365. And make sure you ping us with your questions online or any comments that you have. So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the relevance of cloud and the economics of cloud. And I think a lot of customers and partners are under the perception that cloud is still something to come. It's something that's still R&D, etc. But the reality is that we're already in an early majority phase. If you look at the graph up on the screen, we're at an early majority phase. And what that means is that if we look at our Microsoft customer base, today 1 in 4 customers is already on Office 365. So this is not talking about future functionality, etc. This is real and it's here now. So make sure you get that experience and get going with cloud. There's no better time than today to do that. What's also interesting, if you look at the market and how the market is shifting, there are several accelerators that are driving that. I mean, Omar, you mentioned devices. I read an interesting stat the other day where they were saying, there's 3 devices for every human on Earth today. I mean, that's just mind-blowing if you think about it, right? And if I just think of my personal life at home, I've got a Surface, I've got 2 phones, my son's got a device, we have multiple devices. And therefore, bringing devices to work and dealing with those devices, first of all, creates a challenge for customers because they have to have a good way of managing that and dealing with that. But if you're a partner out there, it creates a great opportunity for mobile device management and dealing with that in the workforce, right?
Do you think economy is one of the things that is driving this kind of acceleration and adoption to the cloud as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we look at the rapid change and innovation that's happening, and if we look at how cheap devices are becoming, it's accessible to everyone. And I think that's what's really exciting. And then from a social media point of view, we all live on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, today. Social media is having a huge impact in terms of, how organizations and CMOs are planning their interaction with their customer base, et cetera. So there's a lot of momentum behind cloud and being able to real-time deal with social media feedback. So that's quite exciting. Omar, talk to us, what about big data? What are you seeing in the industry around big data?
So in terms of big data, I think a lot of customers are going for data consolidation. So definitely this is one of the areas that we see a big attraction on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, with the announcement of Power BI for Office 365, creates great end user experience around data manipulation and data analytics. So I wanted to share with you a little bit of insight into how Microsoft is seeing the growth around cloud. If you look at the numbers up there, Office 365 is the fastest growing business that we have in Microsoft today. It was the fastest $1 billion business in the history of Microsoft. And we're currently sitting at $1.5 billion, so quite exciting in terms of the momentum in the market. From a Windows Azure point of view, we're signing up 1,000 customers a week. And Windows Azure, as another public cloud service that we offer, has some great potential in the market around, multimedia, websites, backup, recovery, et cetera, et cetera. And then, Omar, talk to us, Windows 8, that's been quite a phenomenal experience for us. If we see how rapidly customers are adopting that, what do you see out there?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that we see in the market is around different form factors that are being released out there. So in terms of convertibles, all-in-one, mobiles, the swappable or the tablets ones. So there is a lot of form factors for you as an end user also to change. I think another comment that I would like to make is around the integration that was recently announced with Office 365 and Azure. So this provides multi-factor authentication. And what we mean by multi-factor authentication, it's basically, in simple terms, something to know and something to have. So it's not only about your password, but also there is something that you provide to the service in order to authenticate you. So that's something that you are going to provide to the service is going to be through the phone. So basically, you can have a call that you get from Office 365, and basically through that phone call, you can authenticate yourself to Office 365.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so we're experiencing just an explosion in terms of growth around these different workloads. It's really exciting. If we look at the public research that's being done by the IDC and the folks from Gartner, etc., we can see that, you know, if you're a customer and you're looking at the data up here on the screen, you can see that public cloud services are growing tremendously. And I mean, there's a prediction that by 2016, we'll have a $100 billion market. I mean, that's just phenomenal, right? It's a huge market. But I think for the folks in Africa, what's more relevant is if we look on the right-hand side, the actual growth rate in Middle East Africa. You know, we're almost at a 50% growth rate per year in terms of public cloud services. And this is really exciting. So if I'm a customer, I really want to take note and start looking at my cloud strategy and start looking at workloads like Office 365, etc., and define a strategy around that. But if I'm a partner, I can see that there's a massive market opportunity, you know, specifically in Middle East Africa in that regard. Then let's deep dive a little bit around Office 365 success. And I mean, Omar is based in our Dubai office and Mia HQ, and he can give more insight to this. But in terms of the first half of the financial year, we've seen 373% growth in Office 365 revenue. And if we look at South Africa, where I'm based here in Johannesburg, we've seen 605% growth in revenue. I mean, that's just phenomenal if you look at the economic conditions and how fast that product's growing. And what's also exciting is from a partner reach point of view, we're seeing that more and more partners are signing up in the SMB space and the corporate account space, all the way to the enterprise. And we're just seeing an explosion around, you know, the revenue growth based on the back of partners. And I think, you know, what's important to emphasize, Omar, is that, you know, our cloud services are based on partner delivery, right? We cannot do this without partners.
Yeah, and what do you think is driving that partner acceleration? Like, and how, why are partners actually excited to do business with Microsoft on the cloud?
Well, I think first of all, you know, as Microsoft, we've laid down a very clear strategy around devices and services. So our partners understand our priorities. And our priorities are really driven by customer needs. So we spend a lot of time looking at the market, understanding, you know, what are the customer needs, etc. And then, you know, in my role, I spend a lot of time with partners talking to them about, you know, how do we take those priorities to market jointly? How do we invest in partners from a marketing point of view? How do we build muscle in the partner ecosystem to make sure that we can scale to the extent of those numbers we showed? I mean, you know, you saw how many Azure customers were onboarding, you know, how many Office 365 customers. We cannot do this on our own. That's for the partner ecosystem is so important. Then if we look at, you know, if you're a customer out there today, you have a lot of choice in terms of, you know, cloud workloads and moving your or transitioning your business to the cloud. And for many customers today, the entry point is in terms of private cloud. So if you look at the graphic up on the screen, then a lot of customers traditionally have run on-prem Exchange, on-prem SharePoint, you know, SQL Server, Windows Server, etc., and then started complementing that with System Center, right? I mean, I'm sure you have a deep experience in that.
So actually, one of the things that we used to hear a lot about from customers is like, we used to release a server product every 3 years. So for customers to keep the momentum of upgrading every 3 years with us, is quite a long journey, and yeah, it's quite expensive for them. So taking that customer feedback, our proposition was that we made Office 365 available today. So basically, it's very simple to deploy. And then it's very easy to upgrade. And you as an admin, you have the control to release different features. So in the admin center, you're going to have that capability on your hands. So you can do a phased out release. It doesn't mean that when we upgrade the service, automatically you get all the services or all the features rolled out. You have the control and the authority to roll out into phases, which is the same thing that you used to do on-prem. So I think now with the flexibility and the control that you have in your hands, you can upgrade more regularly, okay. Be up to date, have the latest and greatest technology at your fingertips, just a few clicks away.
Oh, that's great. So as Omar said, you know, in the traditional model, working on-prem, it's been quite challenging to upgrade versions. It takes a long time, a lot of skill, etc. We also have some customers that are entering the cloud from the public cloud point of view, where they've never had email systems before or collaboration tools in place. So for them, it's very easy to sign up to something like Office 365 and get going immediately. But I think ultimately, you know, if you look at the market trends and where we're going, you know, most of our customers will end up in a hybrid cloud scenario. So what that means is that they will have some on-prem capability, but they'll also be consuming some public cloud services. So giving customers the flexibility to choose, you know, what works for them on-premises versus what public cloud service they want to consume, and making sure that there's a seamless experience there, I think is very important. And we spent a lot of R&D time, and we have a lot of smart people like Omar here that works, you know, with the product teams to give the feedback around what works and what doesn't work, right? So from a customer point of view, that's a great experience, right?
Exactly. So one of the things, for example, what we mean by hybrid is like, let's take a simple workload like Exchange. You can have some users hosted on Exchange on-prem. You can have some users hosted on Exchange on cloud. And they are seamlessly talking to each other, receiving emails from each other, doing their day-to-day job totally normally without any difference. So that's the beauty of the hybrid scenario. And I think Microsoft has this key differentiator among all the cloud providers today in the market, is that we provide this hybrid model. The reason we provide it is that some customers like would like to go into the cloud into phases. So the first phase would say you can start moving some users into online and keep your users on-prem. So it kind of gives you a feeling of how things go on the cloud while you're still keeping your on-prem assets as well.
So a lot of flexibility and choice in that. That's really great. And I'm sure customers are going to be excited about that. What's also interesting is that as we look, you know, as customers and partners, you know, move to the cloud and start investing in these technologies, they also need to change their business models. You know, if I think about a partner scenario, you know, typically partners would work from a, let's call it a billable hourly rate, where they would bill a customer to go on site, install a server, configure some services, etc., right? So really a break fix, you know, approach. What we're seeing, you know, successful cloud partners are doing, and we're going to hear from one of our partners in a short while, is how partners are transforming that model in terms of that capability. So from a managed services point of view, how are they bundling services together? You know, how are they actually creating, you know, value-based IP and solutions around that in terms of what they do? And the partners that are really successful, those are the ones that we see, you know, transforming. The other thing is from a customer point of view, you know, you want to make sure you understand, you know, how partners are changing their model. You know, in the world of cloud, like Omar mentioned, much more rapid releases in terms of the, you know, versioning, the product features, etc. So you need to be much more agile in terms of your approach and, you know, move from a CapEx-based approach to an OpEx-based approach in terms of your contracting with your partner. Omar, can you give us an example of where this is, you know, perhaps in the Middle East, where you see, you know, partners or customers transforming like that?
So definitely in the Middle East, as you've seen the economical situation and the political situation, that we have a lot of customers that are asking us for solutions to save more cost and to do things more rapidly, more economically, in a lower time frame. So definitely cloud is an answer to that. And one of the exciting things also that we see a lot of partners that are what we call born in the cloud kind of partners. It doesn't necessarily mean like born in the cloud, like you have it in your passport, like born in the cloud, but like it's kind of like they started their business model with a cloud solution. So they never had an on-prem business. They started with Office 365, which is pretty exciting. We have a couple of those partners that we meet on regular basis, and it's quite exciting, like the feedback that they give us in terms of how we can accelerate this more, and how our customers are very excited about this and adapting this more fasterly and rapidly than before.
Okay, great. So what we're also finding is that, you know, as a customer or a partner today, there's also a big paradigm shift. So, you know, we're going to spend the rest of the day diving into features and functionality around technology. But one of the things to realize as you're looking at these services is that if we look at a traditional business, you know, we had customers engaging from an IT point of view. So if you're a partner, you would engage with the IT department, and you would do some, you know, negotiation with them and some work there. What's happening is that we're really changing that model today, you know, where partners are becoming more business advisors. So they're actually chatting to the business. And, you know, we're finding that they're dealing with CMOs, they're connecting at different levels of the organization rather than the traditional IT model. Also from a deployment point of view, Omar mentioned that, you know, in the traditional world, we had on-premise deployment, etc. Now in the world of cloud, it's much more about change management. And how do I, as the customer, make sure that these rapid changes that are happening around my cloud services, you know, we are prepared as an organization for that, we can consume those, etc. So it really becomes much easier from a customer point of view. But from a partner point of view, the partner has a responsibility to make sure that he does the hand-holding with the customer throughout that process. And then also moving away from the traditional IT administration to really doing end-to-end support and enablement. You know, really focusing on how we can solve business problems rather than just satisfying the IT needs in an organization. So there's a big shift in terms of the industry in that regard. And based upon that, I want to highlight a couple of key partners that are doing some really great work or trailblazing in the cloud as we talk about it. If we look at the first partner, Green Data. So Green Data is a South African SMB partner. They're a true, as we call, born in the cloud partner, where, you know, they don't have a historic background in traditional IT, but it's a couple of really smart guys that have come together, built some financial models around how to engage with customers, and they've just had huge success in the market. You know, if we look at Office 365, they're one of our leading partners today. And what's also interesting is that they have won the Partner of the Year award in the SMB space in the last year. So we're seeing a lot of these new partners popping up into the industry and being really successful in that regard. Another example I'd like to highlight, and in fact, I'm going to actually invite David Maskell from BUI to join me in the session, and we're going to say goodbye to Omar to talk about, you know, what BUI is doing as an organization. So just to position to you, BUI is a traditional systems integrator partner. They have a very deep history in security, have well known in the industry, and they've done a phenomenal job transforming their business into the world of cloud. So with that, welcome, David.
Thank you very much, JK. Pleased to be here.
Great. Thanks, man. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So, David, my understanding is that you're currently the business development manager at BUI, right?
That's
so what
correct.
Does that mean? Do you make coffee?
Of the time, yes. No, I drink more coffee than I make. But typically with what I do on a day-to-day basis is I develop customers and I develop our relationship with Microsoft in order to look more at the cloud-focused business. BUI, from a historical point of view, has been essentially a Microsoft security partner for many years, and we have kept up with the way Microsoft has been changing and the way the market demands have been driving Microsoft and the partner business as well. And recently, of course, moving to Office 365 and more of the cloud services, we drive essentially education with our customers with regard to Office 365.
So let's dive a little bit deeper on that. So, I mean, you mentioned your rich history in security. Talk to us about, you know, what are some of the cloud workloads? I mean, today we're focusing on Office 365, mm-hmm. but talk to us about what are some of the you know, how do you look at cloud in terms of transforming your business? Which areas are you looking at strategically, et cetera?
Yeah, so obviously Office 365 is a great prime example of what we take to our customers and their businesses with regard to initial moves to the cloud. In fact, you were discussing earlier born in the cloud partners. We have actually got a born in the cloud customer who actually we're going to do kind of a really different approach with them. They have actually decided to go Office 365 first before anything, and we're retrospectively fitting in things like Active Directory, which is a really new thing for us to see with regard to customer demand. But with Office 365 being the prime driver, we're then bringing on other services from Azure, Azure RMS, Azure Active Directory to kind of make a really packaged solution for our customers.
Okay. And I believe you're also doing quite well in the private cloud space. So,
yes, absolutely.
You know, the diagram I popped up earlier, talk to us a little bit about how you see, you know, do you see it transforming like that? Customers are starting with private cloud, then adding public cloud workloads,
absolutely,
et cetera?
Absolutely. So as you said before, people aren't going to jump directly to cloud. There's a lot of education that needs to be done, a lot of understanding in that regard. But we have a lot of customers who have invested in private cloud infrastructures, and Microsoft's made it really easy to take that private cloud environment and transition across to the public cloud as well. And which, of course, is a cost saving. It's an opportunity for the customers to reduce on power, all the things you mentioned before.
Yeah. So I imagine as a partner, it's quite daunting, you know, when Microsoft decided to change direction and evolve the devices and services strategy. How did you go about that in the organization in terms of skills, right? Because as a partner, I know having the right skills, having really good techies, et cetera, is important. So what model did you put in place to drive that change behavior in your organization?
So it's interesting to see how people kind of evolve into that area. And I just want to touch on some things you brought up before, which is not only do people have to have that kind of technical excellence when it comes to developing solutions, but also changing the relationship we have with our customers. So what we've done is we've invested in our people to have more, to concentrate more on the business conversations, as you mentioned before, to become strategic advisors within the organization, and also driving certification with regard to that end, to having that kind of, let's call it the initiative to go and have a look at a different way of engaging with our customers, which then pulls more Office 365 opportunities.
Okay, great. Can you share with us, I mean, you know, as a partner, you obviously focus on South Africa, but I know you do a lot of work up in Africa, places
Absolutely.
Like Nigeria, Kenya, et cetera.
Correct.
Can you share with us your view around Office 365 and what the opportunity is in the market and what you're seeing customers are struggling with today?
Absolutely. So from an African opportunity perspective, I mean, we have some unique challenges in Africa. I think everyone will agree, power, resources, things like that. And with regard to that end, a lot of our customers who have expanded into Africa, some of them, let's say, in the hotel businesses, for example, they don't want to worry about infrastructure that sits on their sites all over Africa for various reasons. Power is probably one of the biggest ones. Connectivity is getting better throughout Africa all the time, so connectivity doesn't seem to be too much of an issue for them. But they can now manage an environment where they can use SharePoint, they can use email, they can use Yammer, they can use all of these services. All they need is an internet connection. They don't need any hardware or any resources locally on site to drive whatever business they need, which is really, really convenient for them.
And I know a hot topic with customers and partners alike is, you know, security and data sovereignty. With your rich background and, you know, expertise in that area, how do you typically drive those discussions, you know, to make sure customers' questions are answered?
So obviously that's a big question that's been brought up many, many times before with regards to, you know, where does my data sit, who's going to take care of my data, what certifications are there? And really what people need to understand is that, you know, Microsoft as a company wouldn't sacrifice on any of those kind of safeguards in that area. There are trust centers available online, which you can go and see for Office 365, for Azure, all of them, and they actually show you what kind of certifications and data safeguards there are across all of the cloud-based services that Microsoft offers. Generally, we point our customers to that because we are now relying more heavily on Microsoft from a security perspective. And I think all of those, I mean, there's tons of documentation and certifications. Microsoft's been very helpful with chatting directly to customers as well to discuss the data sovereignty issues. So from our perspective, I mean, I don't think there is a big challenge with that. I know there have been lots of question marks around it, but to be honest, customers, once they've had a look at those certifications, they believe that they're not sacrificing on the security side, the data still remains your own, and in a lot of cases with the services, you actually own the data encryption keys, so you have full control over your data wherever it is.
So it sounds like you guys have been really good at removing those blockers that typically customers are worried about. Earlier you mentioned to me some interesting, you know, scenarios that you're seeing in the customer base. So, you know, what are you seeing in terms of trends? Do you see customer adopting Office 365, getting really good at that, and then moving on to another cloud workload, or like consuming multiple cloud workloads together, you know, services? How are they dealing with that?
So, yeah, I guess it depends on the customer a lot. I think Office 365 would be the primary driver. But then they move on. I mean, we have Azure offering so many additional services that complement Office 365. As I mentioned before, the Azure RMS, Active Directory, and something that we haven't mentioned, but as well, the using the Office applications online or on-prem through Office 365 really makes a massive impact. So all those services packaged really represents a true solution for a customer looking to go to the cloud.
Okay, great. So we've touched on quite a few customer scenarios. Let's for some of the potential partners out there, share a little bit of insight of how you've become successful with Microsoft. Can you touch on what are some of the things you've done in terms of engaging Microsoft, early adopter programs, marketing programs, etc. That
Absolutely.
Could be useful for our audience.
So of course we meet with Microsoft on a weekly basis to discuss opportunities and ways we can drive our business together forward together. There are of course opportunities that Microsoft offers us. For example, Jumpstart and Biff, and those are some of the things that can drive opportunities much faster within the organization. And I think communication is key. We have a really good partner account manager that we meet with and chat to almost daily. So I think communication is the best way to improve the relationship and get more together.
Okay. And then from a corporate relationship point of view, I mean, do you engage with product teams? Do you go to boot camps, etc.?
We do. I think there's one coming up quite soon, which we'll be attending. So those things that Microsoft offers, we always try and attend as much as possible, especially from a skills growth point of view within our team. It's always good to have the guys skilled up and ready.
And then if you recall when I spoke about the shifting transformation of business models, etc., I know that you guys are spending a fair amount of time building solutions and
Correct.
IP on top of the standard cloud services. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and share with us your approach there?
So I think a lot of that is driven by customer demand. We've seen where certain things work, and then we've developed IP around that. Specifically around things like the Office 365 offerings where they integrate with other services, especially when it comes to hybrid model, as we discussed before. It's not like everyone's going to turn off Exchange Service and jump into the cloud one day to the next. It would be nice if they did that, but it doesn't always happen. And we've really built it around that journey, let's say. So the IP is more around the journey and actually moving forward and better ways to do that for our customers.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for that insight.
Sure.
So any closing words from your side? I mean, if we look at, you know, customers out there, what advice would you give a potential customer today that's looking at Office 365?
I think the biggest thing is do you want to hold on to all of those servers that sit in your data center currently? I know Exchange is typically the big scary monster in the corner. It's got backups, it's got maintenance, all that sort of thing. That is where you really need to decide, do you want to hold that thing in your premises, or do you want to make it somebody else's problem, essentially. That's really what's been driving our customers. People have really a huge opportunity to say, well, you know, I've got this big server here, it's taking up a lot of data. We can move it to Office 365. We get the same, if not better, functionality and less for us to worry about.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks for joining us today, David. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
So with that, you know, we've covered quite a bit of ground today. And I think that, you know, make sure that you stay with us the rest of the day. You know, we started off talking about the opportunity around Office 365. We spoke about the market dynamics that are changing, etc. Showed you a quick demo, and there are lots more demos to come today. We have some real propeller heads signed up to show you deep dive in terms of the features and capabilities of Office 365. Keep the questions coming. We're going to be answering those as we go throughout the day. And with that, we're going to take a 10-minute break, and thanks for joining us this morning.